God, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts, the third chapter. And I want us to begin reading from verse number 1. We'll read down to verse number 10 for our text today. Thank God. Acts, the third chapter. Let's begin reading from verse number 1. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonders and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Could you stretch forth your hand one more time and ask God for his holy anointing power? Father, I want to draw your attention back to verse number 4 and 5 and 6 for my text here this morning. I want you to notice the words here said, "And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, and he said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And notice verse 7, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength." When we begin to read the story, we see that Peter and John was on their way to the temple, not to sacrifice, but to pray. Amen. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not surprised that a wonderful thing happened that day. Oh my, because you're always on the high road to a blessing when you're on your way to the house of God. I'm going to say that again. You're always on the high road to a blessing when you're on your way to the house of God. Praise God. We see in the story at the beautiful gate, lays a man lame from his birth. Therefore, first of all in this story, we have lameness. I said we have lameness. Oh my, this man symbolized a crippled world at the door of the church. I'm talking about crippled bodies, crippled minds, crippled lives, oh yes, and crippled homes. You see, they walk our streets. You do not always see the limp, for it may be a lameness of mind or heart. We live in a crippled world that's groaning and travailing in pain. We are all crippled. Sorrow has done it. Sickness has done it. Sin has done it. And Satan has done it. Oh my, I want to say this generation of lame men lies at the door of the church. The other night, on a Friday night, it was late, and my wife and I, we decided to go and get some groceries. But while we were at the grocery store down at Jerry Lee's, there was a man that came in there, and hadn't really saw this man in a long time, but he was in his middle 50s, and oh my, he had such a smell of alcohol on him, and the body odor was just unbearable. And seen a man that's probably 56 years old, but yet he looks 85 years of age. Nothing but rack with, you know, is just bones, that's all. Just walking around like a skeleton with skin on over his bones. But I thought, my, look what sin has done. I'm telling you what, he asked my wife, he said, "Where's Brother Tim at?" Well, I saw him in the distance, I just hadn't got there yet. And she said, "Well, he's in the store somewhere." He said, "Well, my, let me get out of here before he sees me." But here was a young man that one time had an experience with God. But because of sin, it has crippled his life. You see, as I mentioned, this generation of lame men lies at the door of the church. You don't have to go far to see that. I said, you don't have to go far to see this outside the door of the church. You can just go a mile or two, or maybe just maybe 400 or 500 yards, and you may see lameness. People are crippled. People are that has indulged in sin, and look what sin has done. But you see, this generation of men lies at the door of the church, not that they go to church, for they don't. But they are our responsibility, and their need is our challenge. Remember the father who brought his demonized boy to the disciples that they might cast out the demon, and they could not. But Jesus said, "Bring him to me. Bring him to me." The disciples may fail. Oh, my, sad to say, the churches may fail. But he will not fail. I said, Jesus Christ will not fail. You see, it was for the crippled world that he came and died for. Oh, yes. But at the outset of his early ministry, oh, my, he reads from Isaiah and announced his mission. Oh, yes, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of the sight to the blind. He came to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, the brokenhearted, the bound, the blind, the bruised is at the same world. Oh, yes, at the beautiful gate that he came to deliver. Amen to God. Aren't you glad he come to set the captive free? I said he come to set the captive free. When John the Baptist inquired from prison, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" But our Lord replied that he was running on schedule. The blind were seeing, the lame was walking, the lepers were being cleaned. Oh yes, the deaf was hearing, the dead was being raised, and the poor were hearing the gospel. Hallelujah. Has he ever ceased? No, my friend. According to the first verse of Acts, the gospel of Luke is the account of all that Jesus began to both to do and to teach. Hallelujah. I'm telling you here today, he is still at it. I said, he's still at it. He comes to give a lift that will last. I said, he comes to give a lift that will last. That's what I want to preach a little bit today about. Thank God. I don't know what you're going through, but I believe today that God will give you a lift that will last. Amen to God. Listen here, the book of Acts, it's not the Acts of the apostles, but the Acts of Jesus. He's still ministering to the lameness, hallelujah, at the gate, but he works today through us. I said he works today through us. Amen to God. Here's Peter and John are his agent. And they said to the lame man, look on us. Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Amen. They call the attention to themselves as the representative of Christ. Oh, my. Every time we ring a church bell, every time the ministers stand behind the pulpit, we're saying to the world, look on us. We have something for you. Hallelujah. I want to challenge every minister. I want to challenge every Sunday school teacher. Amen. If you have nothing to give, oh, my, you need to think about your calling. And if God has called you, get to the place where you can be able to give out. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm telling you what, friend. I pray every day, oh, God. Oh, my God, give me something that I can give to your people. I don't never know who's going to be sitting on the pew of the church that are going through things, situation. I'm telling you what, we're dealing with broken lives. We're dealing today with broken homes. Amen. People's lives are broken today in shambles. But God's got a church, thank God, that can say, look on us, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. It's a lift, thank God. It's more than just taking them by the hand. But it's through the name of Christ that will give them life. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Notice, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Not money. Oh, no, but miracles. I've got something to give you. You've been lame from birth. Amen. You're in a pitiful condition. But can I tell you something today? Thank God. Well, you need more than money. Money cannot buy your healing. Oh, yes. Money can't buy your happiness. You need a touch of God in your life. It's through the name of Jesus that we are saved. It's through the name of Jesus that we are delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my. Thomas was being shown the glory of the Vatican. He was a pope. And no longer the church says, silver and gold have I none. Oh, yes, says the pope, neither can the say, rise up and walk. Oh, my, the lame man looked, expecting to receive something. And you know, it is sad today, millions today never goes to church. Oh, my, millions today never goes to church. Thousands goes, and they are disappointed. I said, they are disappointed. Why? Because we're saying, hey, oh, my, silver and gold, but my God, but we don't have nothing to give them. Like the man in the parable, we have nothing to set before them. No bread for our friends who have come to us in their journey. Suppose, let me ask the question. Suppose you are invited to a dinner. The host sets the table and spreads the silver, seats the guests, return thanks, but serves no food. Think about it. Oh, my. And that is a perfect description of many churches today. Oh, my. We invite the lame world to look on us. and they give heed, expecting to receive something, but we have nothing to give. Oh, God, help us. Can I tell you, we're living in some trying times, perilous times. I've never seen our nation in the mess that it's in today. I'm telling you what, if God don't hurry up and come, we're in trouble, church. I said, we're in trouble. But oh, but my mind, but in the all defiance, I believe God's got a church right in the middle of darkness. Thank God that we got something to give to a hurting and a lost world. Oh, that needs God. Oh, yes, Peter and John did not disappoint this man. After the look came a lift. Amen. I said, after the look came a lift. Oh, yes, Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I hasten to add that with the lift came life. I said, oh, my. After the lift came life. Praise the Lamb of God. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Praise God. It's more than just giving somebody a lift, but we need to give them life. And where does the life come from? It is Christ. Hallelujah. I said it's Christ. You know, we're all in the uplift business these days. Even the church is in it. Oh, yes. But much of it drops the cripple right back into its misery and lameness and sin. I'm not interested in the uplift business, but I'm interested in the new life business. Amen. I said, I'm interested in the new life business. I want to see somebody stand and testify like Brother Daniel. Thank God. Oh, yes. If we'd have just took him by the hand and lifted him up and gave him a little money, yes, that might have been good temporarily, but that wasn't going to bring life into this young man or to his family. But he got more than what money could buy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you what, he received life. The Bible said the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank God many of us are sitting on the pew of the church today. Amen. And because of that life-giving touch, we can sing that old song, Love Lifted Me. Hallelujah. We can sing that song, Blessed Assured. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We can sing that old song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. We can sing a song that says, thank God, I'm free. Free from this old world of sin. Washed in his blood. I've been born again. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm saved. Saved by his marvelous grace. I'm so glad that I found out that he would bring me out of this old world of sin. Oh, hallelujah to God. And I can stand and sing that song, Victory in Jesus, today because of that lift that brought life into my heart and to my life. Oh, my, would somebody just praise him a little bit? Aren't you glad? Thank God the lift that Christ gave you that day. Amen to God. Oh, my, listen here. I've heard people say, well, you know, if I can do this, if I can do that, but it ain't, it's just temporarily, that's all. Amen. But when you really get God and the lift that God will touch your life will, I'm telling you why, when you leave this building on a Monday, you'll be singing the praises of God. On a Tuesday, you'll still be singing the praises of God. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you can't wait to get back on a Sunday and to be able to praise him. Thank God and say, look what the Lord has done. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen to God. You see, a lot of our uplifting these days is just maybe it's like a soap or soup, but very little of salvation. And many churches that once had life, they now only they give just a lift. Oh, yes. And it's being found out. I'm telling you what, friend. Amen. I'm glad for what we feel in this house. I'm not worried about bringing the Hollywood boys in here because they can't do nothing. All they can do is give you a lift, but it ain't life. Amen. We've got our drama teams, but that don't bring life. That just brings a little lift. But I want something. Thank God. Somebody's singing under the anointing of the power of God. I want when somebody stands behind this pulpit, they've been touched with God. They had a prayer. They've been praying. Oh, my. I'll tell you what. I was thinking about this as I was studying it yesterday, and I was walking in here, and I said, God, help me to be able to preach this message to our people. Thank God. Can we look at that world and say, look on us. Get your mind off of everything else, and my draw the attention upon you and say, look on us. Oh, my silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. You'd be surprised the ones that are sitting beside you. They're crippled. How do you know sin has done it? Because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not only sin has done it, but Satan has done it. Sorrow has done it. People are afflicted. People are crippled today. People are, we mix with broken hearts, and their lives are full of trouble. Their homes are scattered. But God's looking for a church. Thank God that said, look on us. We've got the answer, and its name is Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time we come out of our lethargy, amen. And we thank God, it's time we begin to say, Lord, it's not about me, it's about you. And I'm tired of seeing so much lameness, but it's time to put you into action. Oh my, let me tell you something. The Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If I got God in me, he's greater than any problem in that world. Oh, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you what, friend. Oh, my. I want God to do some things in our life. Amen to God. Listen here. I just don't want to hear just a little sermonette. I want something that's more clever than that. But I want something, thank God, that's got some power. Thank God something's going to move the hearts of the people. Praise God. I even, you know, in my ministry, I pray, God, no matter what I do, when I'm walking down the halls of the hospital, direct my path. Oh, I just love to go in a room and pray for somebody that's my God. They are crippled. Amen. Their life is full of lameness. And oh my. And God has let me experience that over and over again. Amen. I even say, God, it doesn't matter if I play the piano or if I play the organ. I just want everything that I do for you to be anointed. Amen. Such as I have, give I unto thee. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you what, friend. Think it's time for the church in a dark world and a dark hour to rise to the occasion for such a time as this. Amen. God is counting upon us. Amen to God. Listen here. I look at Peter and John. This is after Pentecost. I said this is after Pentecost. Amen. But now they're going back to prayer. Hallelujah to God. Being the third hour today, I'm telling you, they were going, thank God, to have a talk to God and pray to God, but outside the gate of the church, there was a man that was laying there, been laying there for a long time, but he was afflicted and crippled from birth. I don't know how long The Bible doesn't really say how long this man had been at the gate called Beautiful. I don't. But I know that I believe from a child. No doubt his parents put him there because they felt like if you'll ask for something, the believers in Christ will have something to give to you. And all he could ask for was money, alms. He thought that's all he really needed. But he needed, Brother Allen, more than money. He needed a healing in his body. I'm telling somebody in this church today, it ain't the money that you need, but it's God that you need. He was looking for another drop of a coin to go in the bucket. But Peter looked at him. He said, look upon us. Look upon us. You know, I don't know, but I sense that Peter and John, let me just use my imagination. I feel like they said, hey, we're going to pray, and ain't no telling what we're going to, you know, what we're going to see when we get to church. I believe they went with expectation. And when they went, they saw outside. See, this man was not permitted to go into the temple. He was on the outside. And so here he was. They saw him as they were going in to pray. Hallelujah. Help the poor. Help the poor. I need a little money. Look at my condition. I've been here since birth. My condition. I need help. Oh, yes. And so Peter looked at him and said, look upon us. Look upon us. I got something more than I don't have silver and gold. I don't have it. But such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. What did Peter do? He gave him a lift that was going to last. And do you know what that lift caused? It caused a leap. The Bible said he went leaping and walking and praising God. Woo, hallelujah. Brother Justin, if you was that crippled man and I was the Apostle Peter and I said it, in the silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. You rise. Yes, you went. And you went walking and praising God. Woo, hallelujah to God. Thank God. That's what life will do. It'll cause a leap. It'll cause rejoicing in your heart and your life. Don't you remember when you were crippled in your soul? But when the master touched you, I'm talking about Jesus, when he touched you, he brought life into your life. That woman at the well of Jacob, she left her earthly water pots and ran back to the city. She left there with a leap, hallelujah to God, and rejoicing, and said, come see a man that's told me everything that I've ever done. Woo, hallelujah to God. While they're coming to the instruments today. Hallelujah to God. Folks, it's going to take a lift in the name of Jesus to cause you to have life and have a leap in your life. Amen. You said, Brother Cawley, it's been a long time. But I'm telling you what, you can have it. You can have the touch that you need into your heart and your life. How many would stand to your feet right now and say, Brother Cawley, I need God to give me that lift this morning. Amen. I need God to give me that lift. Oh, yes, that will bring life, bring the joy, bring the peace, bring the contentment in my heart and my life like I've never had before. Hallelujah to God. I'll tell you what, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. How many would just step from right where you at and say, yes, I want that lift. Preacher, you don't know what I've been going through. You don't know the things that's been browbeating me. And I just need that lift that will last. How many of us come right where you? Thank God for these that are coming. In Jesus' name.